This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 Word Stories Podcast. Good morning, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this crazy thing called the Weekly Challenge. That's where I post the topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic. This is the 45th Weekly Challenge. Now, most people who participate in this weekly challenge read their own stories aloud, and they send me the audio file to add to this production. But there's some folks out there who run those useless crank-powered $100 laptops the United Nations gives out to starving children in the world. As if you could eat a laptop. Maybe you could cook on it, but at least the banjo-playing midget can use it as a hat while recording your story for you. The topic for this week was selected by Ellison of Blogged Ellison, and it was a steaming heap. Back to 12 stories. Double digits. Oh, cool. Which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week, and that's Tom from Footnote Podcast. Congratulations, Tom. Is that a lot? Wow, that's a lot of wins for you and Ellison. You guys are just racking them up. Ow, don't bite me, Nardo. So much easier when Piper was the podcast. Well, here we go with Tom from Footnotes story.
Hello, night people. This is Tom without a four in his name. Hell, I'd settle for a Jefferson to my name. Listen to Footnote, and we'll give you candy. The following comes from Master Uriah's book of Umble Tas for Umble Lads. There are jobs destined to go to the young. They are physical, and as a class, tend to be offensive to the olfactory sensibilities. Mr. Russell directed John to the shingled shed, handed him a shovel. "To the floor," he said. It was dead winter, but the vapors of the steaming heap danced in the air. 50 years of newspapers. Rained on, peed on, pooped on. Chemical reactions from fermentation to fractional distillation, possibly even nuclear fission, gave the heap a core temperature. John laid shovel to its skin. Beneath was a blacker, steamier goop. John lost his lunch.
I love how the music is just happy, jaunty, and he's digging through a pile. Yes, Nardo, thank you. And thank you, Tom. The text from Tom's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, should you want to check out all the other cool things they do in their free time. All right, let's check in on the rookies here. We've got two of them this week. Very cool. The first one is Mike from the Mike Thinks podcast. Mike, step up to the stage and belt one out.
Tom stood still, just staring. Maybe it wasn't as bad as it seemed, but no, he knew it would be. The chilly air made it seem even less agreeable than usual. It was early. It was quiet. Perhaps no one had even noticed. Salvation seemed so close. Just then, Agnes's door opened. As she walked past Tom to her mailbox, the look in her eyes was more than enough to signal that it was too late. Tom bent over, baggie in hand, and picked up the warm, steaming heap. He waved to Agnes as he and his dog walked on.
What do you think, folks? Let them know in the poll. I kind of liked it. Okay, let's check out another rookie. Now, she's already been in the Valentine's Day thing, but that was a one-off thing, and she hasn't been in the weekly challenge yet, so let's put our hands together for Tabitha of the Strangely Literal podcast. All right, Tabitha, show us what you've got.
I won't wear my button that says, I'm a slayer, ask me how.
Hi, this is Tabitha from Strange Literal Podcast, and this is my story. A steaming pile. What is it? Willow asked, looking up at Giles. Don't know, Giles adjusted his glasses, leaning in closer. He made a horrible face. Ain't no bloomin' rose garden, Spike grumbled. Buffy watched it cautiously. How can I slay something like that? All of them stood dumbfounded while Clem chortled with glee. Finally, Anya stepped in from her weekly counting of money. Why aren't you all buying something? Xander pointed at the spectacle laying on the floor of the magic box store. Anya looked at it, then shrugged. You humans, always impressed by a steaming pile of demon excrement.
Yay! Buffy wins. Ah, yes. Nardo's a Joss Whedon fan. Thank you, Tabitha, and you can check her out at the Strangely Literal podcast. Once the rookies are done, we go into the pit with the veterans. They just keep coming back, don't they? I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. And first up is, she's back, Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops. My Valentine comes through. Lisa, we've missed you. Let's hear your wonderful voice.
Hello. It's Lisa from Lemons and Lollipops, and this is my entry into this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. The topic this week was A Steaming Heap. The title of my story is The Water Boy. Marcel had aspirations to play on the varsity hockey team, but the only position he made the cut for was water boy. Disappointed, but wanting desperately to be part of the team, he took his duties seriously. He always arrived early for each game and was last to leave, cleaning up after everyone. When Marcel didn't come home by 10:30, his family became concerned. By midnight, they called the police. A school-wide search began and the dogs were brought in. They were able to sniff out poor Marcel, who was found knocked unconscious under the still steaming heap of putrid hockey gear. I hope you've enjoyed this 100-word story, and I hope Ellison isn't too disappointed that my steaming heap was hockey gear and not, well, you know.
Aw, she's thinking about Ellison. How sweet. Thank you, Lisa. And remember, when life hands you lemons, make lollipops. Oh, speaking of Ellison, he's coming up right around the corner here. Oh, joy! Yay!
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to the 45th Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. My story is Rescue. It's been years now, but I'll never forget when we tried to rescue Anne from that giant ape. A bunch of us came along with Driscoll. He had seen Kong grab Anne and knew we had no time to lose. Skull Island? Horrible. Dinosaurs, swamps, and a ravine full of giant bugs. I still get the sweats thinking about it. Anyhow, it was pretty easy to track that monkey. Every couple hundred yards, there'd be a steaming heap of ape shit. But when we saw the blonde hair in that last heap, why, that's when we turned around and went home. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off.
He picked the topic. He sets himself up like one man volleyball here. Okay, I have to ask. I'm just gonna connect to. I'm gonna fire up Skype here. This is interview of the week. Here we go to Ellison, and there. Are you there, Ellison?
Hello, Lair. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. your story's a little weird.
Well, by the way, I just in case the topic comes up, and I know it will, on those rare occasions that I do get to select the topic, believe it or not, I never have a story in the can when I select the topic.
Although, with the topic of a steaming heap, you could have been in the can while selecting the topic.
And probably was.
this one's going into the shitter real fast. Why did you...
Big talk for someone who styles himself Crap Mariner.
Thank you very much. Well, you're the one who smokes and I'm the one with the cigarette here. I'll pass you a smoke in a second here. Why King Kong?
Why King Kong? Well, a very experienced and notable writer of 100-word stories once told me that when you use an established setup, when you use characters that people already know, like Abraham Lincoln, for example, that saves you a lot of the exposition and character description. You can just jump right into the story.
Well, there you go.
And so I started with King Kong because two reasons. Number one, everyone knows that story,
so you
don't have to do a lot of setup. And number two, I love the old Max Steiner music. I had to put that in there.
So you grabbed that out. Where did you pull the music from, by the way?
I have a collection of various movie scores on CD, and Max Steiner features prominently among them, and so does Bernard Herrmann.
Now, is that where you get a lot of the music that you use for your other pieces?
I have a huge collection of recorded music, and when I feel like something fits well with a piece I'm doing, for example, if it's got a Jewish theme, I'll throw in some klezmer.
Mm-hmm.
If it's got an underwater theme, I try to have something like Osric Tentacles that sounds kind of damp and squishy.
Okay.
But always try to match the music to the topic.
Okay, so that's a tip for all the folks out there. You know, get yourself a music collection or Rob Ellison's home and steal his. By the way, you may want to sell your refrigerator magnets for a new security system.
I might need to do that.
Or just, you know, leave the magnets out and hope people trip over them. Is there anything else you wanted to let folks know about this piece? Anything hidden in there that I might not have noticed?
I don't think so. It's pretty much out in front. You know, the topic is one that lends itself to all kinds of pleasant and terrible things. You could have a steaming heap of laundry. You could have a steaming heap of dumplings. You could have a steaming heap of people. You could have a steaming heap of Uriah Heep. But But, of course, we all know what most steaming heaps are, and it occurred to me that if you wanted a nice big steaming heap, well, King Kong would be the right guy to go to for it. He is the go-to guy. It just kind of popped into my head. That's all I can tell you.
Well, I liked it, and we'll find out if everybody else liked it when the polls are up. Thank you very much for your time, Allison.
It's my pleasure.
It's always an adventure to see what you've come up with.
Indeed. Have a good evening, Lair.
You too, and hold on a second here. I need to go through and figure out who's coming up next. Let's see. I got to look through the list, and... Ah, click. Okay, back to me live. It's Terrence of the Never Was podcast. I'm going to spell your name right, Terrence, okay? Here we go.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast. First, I'd like to send a thank you out to the midget for reading my story last week. I just didn't have the opportunity to get it recorded, and he did a wonderful job correcting some of the mistakes in my text, so thank you, Midget. On the other side, I have to back up Liana and her complaints from last week. I also had sent an email to Lawrence Simon, and it's now going on 2 weeks, or close to about 2 weeks, with no reply. And last week, when I visited the website for the text of the stories, I was astonished to find my name spelled incorrectly on the website. Now, if this was the first story I had submitted, I could understand. My spelling of Terrence is not the standard one, so if he had misspelled it on the first one, I could excuse it. But this was my third entry, and this, after I've taken such pains to ensure that each one of my stories held true to Lawrence Simon's rules of being 100-word stories. So this week, my story of A Steaming Heap is dedicated to the midget. "What is that?" the cloak figure said. "What?" Raoul looked up at his brother on the ashen horse. "That steaming heap." The figure raised a thin arm and pointed behind Raoul. Innocently, Raoul looked over his shoulder at the unidentified mass a short distance behind him. He turned back to his brother and shrugged.
"I do not have time for this."
He checked the list in his hand.
"So what did this Simon do?"
"Not returning emails, misspelling names."
"And what is that thing?"
Raoul turned again. "That," Raoul smiled, "is a former sex slave midget, dancing with joy." I hope you've enjoyed my exactly 100-word story on A Steaming Heap, and thank you for listening.
Oh, great. I screwed up again. Spelling names wrong, getting links wrong. What is this, dead dog walking? Okay. First off, if I screwed up, Alpha K9, I'm sorry, even though you probably didn't submit one this week. I haven't even checked yet. Okay, so I guess I better call Terrence here. Hold on. It takes a lot of keystrokes here to get all the way to Canada. It's like Morse code. That's the only thing that works up there. Rogers Internet. Okay. Are you there, Terrence?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Terrence. Welcome to the second interview of today.
Oh, so I'm number two.
No, really. After what I've done to you, I'm number two. Okay, so I can't freaking spell, and I'm the one who's touchy about having his name spelled with a W. So, okay, I'm sorry. I spelled your name wrong. I got it wrong. You sent me an email. I didn't read the emails. I don't check. I just put them into a folder until Saturday, and then I'm just like, oh my God, I need to get this out by noon. So, okay, I'm sorry. I suck. But you know what? The subscription numbers, they kind of show it.
Well, I guess it's my fault for trying to let you know if somebody's ripping off your site.
Oh, the ripping off of the site email. Okay, I did get that.
So you get them, you just don't reply to them.
Well, I don't remember to reply to them. Oh, I try to reply to them. I just, you know, forget to hit send, and then Firefox crashes if I've got it in my Horde mail, or if it's in Thunderbird. Thunderbird's been fighting with me, but nobody wants to hear about my technical details. They want to hear about the story. What was your inspiration for the story this week besides the really steaming heap theme?
Well, actually, Liana's story from last week, just ripping you up for not reading her emails and giving her a hard time. And I had an email that I'd sent to you like 2 weeks ago, and then seeing my name spelled wrong, I thought, hey, I could have fun with this. And with the steaming heap, I mean, hey, it's a lot's always fun to turn someone into a steaming heap.
Yeah, well, I don't have far to go with that. I'm really, really sorry for screwing that up. And to everyone out there, when I screw up, feel free to let me have it, but I'm telling you, you're probably not going to win the weekly challenge with that. But I'll tell you, I'll vote for it, okay? How's that?
Well, that's good, because I always vote for it.
So if you win this week, what is the topic that you've selected?
I have selected midget as my topic. I just think everybody would have a lot of fun with that one, just given the midget and your treatment of him.
So you do know that this is going to tempt everybody not to attach an MP3 file, right?
Well, hey, it could keep you busy.
Oh, yeah, you think I screw up now with just, you know, one or two to record and all the emails. Oh, just wait until it's 14 or 15. Oh, you will see me flame out big. And remember, I've got your address here on this packet. So, and I haven't sealed it yet. So there may be a little something declared in the customs form there. $1 CD, $5 of refrigerator magnets, and $10 of poop.
Well, you know, I'll just let my little guy open it up, and, you know, that might be incentive for you not to send anything not nice.
You're going to make the kid open the poop enclosed in the envelope?
No, I'm just going to tell you that he's going to open it so you don't put it in.
Is this that Canadian diplomacy at work?
Well, I might be Canadian, but I don't know how diplomatic I am.
And there you have it, folks. That's Terrence for you. Thank you very much for your time, Terrence. And I'm really sorry for screwing all that crap up. I will endeavor to screw up less in the future, but I never promise that I won't screw up because, oh, Nardo says I'd better. Yes, thank you, Nardo, for telling me I suck. Yes, good boy. Yeah. Brr. Well, good night. Good morning. Good night, Terrence. Wherever you are. Any last words for your adoring fans?
Oh, of course they have to come and hear more of me on my podcast, Never Was, and you can find that at www.mcleanweb.ca/neverwas, where each week I podcast a continuation of my serialized fiction, Shadowhunter. And don't worry, if you don't like my 100-word stories, my podcast is nothing like them.
Hey, folks, my stuff isn't like that stuff I, you know, kind of throw at this guy down here in the States. No, mine's the opposite of it. Yeah, mine's the good stuff. I throw all, you know, the rejects that don't quite get past 100 words down to the States here. Thank you, Terrence, and keep in touch. And I may be calling you to apologize again next week.
I'll be expecting your call.
Okay, folks, I'm going to hang up here with Terrence. And that's when the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said, stop using voiceover internet. Okay, next up is Patty. And she can be found at Smitty Gal on
MySpace. I'm going to link that within the show notes. This time I'll get the URL right. But until then, check her story out.
Hey, everybody. Happy weekly challenge number 45, a steaming heap. This is Patty Smith Osmond from www.myspace.com/smittygal. This is a little bit of creative nonfiction based on my son's skateboarding accident a few years ago, and it's all true. Well, all but 22 words. In this recording, Joel is played by Joel. And here we go. Joel knew his arm was broken, badly. Shock was setting in.
Broken arm.
He mumbled to the emergency room clerk. Have a seat, we'll call you, she said. Pulling up his sleeve, he shoved his mangled arm inches from the clerk's face. The fractured bones overlapped each other beneath the skin, shortening his arm by at least 4 inches and giving it a Z shape.
Look at this shit,
he yelled.
I'll be seen right fucking now.
And he collapsed. They found him covered in a steaming heap of the clerk's vomit. It was her first and last day in the ER.
Let me break it to you, son. Your shit's fucked up. I said my shit's fucked up.
Thank you, Patty. There was a slight problem with her piece. She sent it in M4A format out of GarageBand, and my translator did not like the digital rights management for some reason. She tried to send an MP3 format, and it got a little weird. Hopefully, by the time this airs, I will get a working copy of her story. Otherwise, the midget's going in there at the last minute. Okay, next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Liana, I hope you forgive me for all the, you know, the stuff, and you threw wiffle balls at me, so here we go. Liana of Hodgepodge Point, and don't forget, send your stories in to her that you'd like aired over there.
Yo, 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 it's Liana from hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, playing with my yo-yo. Ow! Stupid walking the dog, always biting my ankle. Come over to my podcast and see me perform better tricks than this. For this week's challenge number 45, A Steaming Heap, I have the following story called New Rules to the Game. Oh, it worked! When a steaming heap of, well, no need to be graphic, poured out of his mouth, I wanted to puke. He was so freaked out. He wouldn't stop babbling, and more stuff plopped onto his clothes. I laughed, but a small part of me felt guilty. I left for a while, and when I returned, he was still talking to himself. The smell was overwhelming. I handed him a sign language book. Now that the curse has taken place, I figured he needed to find a new way to spew his shit when he's hitting on women in the bar.
Thank you, Liana. Ooh, remember, Hodgepodge Point. She needs your stories. Okay, next up is Ted from Ted's Podcast, and we know where Ted's Podcast is. So, now that we can find him, let's see what he's got for us today.
Hi, this is Ted of Ted's Podcast at tedspodcast.libsyn.com if you're interested. But don't be interested. It really sucks.
This is my submission for the 45th 100-word story, Steaming Heap.
The medical examiner was silent. I still say he was at a loss for words. There's absolutely no excuse for any human being to morph into what he saw before him. She lay before him, bloated and stinky. What was once the American dream, the desire of most red-blooded American males, now is nothing more than worm food. Let the worms have their way with her. Drugs, alcohol, old men, internet porn. It was obvious that she had indulged in them all. Here she was, cold and dead. A steaming heap of goo. We'll miss you, Anna Nicole. And, on a side note, Patty, I heard your submission.
you potty mouth. I'm telling Mom.
little sibling rivalry there. Thank you, Ted. Poor Anna Nicole. Kick them when they're down. Next up is Andrew Ian Dodge of Growing Old Disgracefully and Dodge Blogium. Andrew, what have you got for us this week?
This is Andrew Ian Dodge of Dodge Blogium, www.andrewiandodge.com, with my tale, Steaming. The steaming pile filled the air that not only smelled of excrement, rubbish, and bracken, but left a taste in one's mouth that was foul just by standing near it. The policeman who stood next to me could barely keep his dour face straight. To open his mouth to speak to me was to gag. I was here to see the bloated shape that lay below us. The body looked humanoid. The large head and obviously webbed hands and feet saw to that. A creature of fiction lay there, in reality. The proximity to my flat worried me intensely. They knew me.
Thank you, Andrew. Now, Alpha K9, otherwise known as K9, let's see how I can screw his name up a few times. He is over at Dead Dog Walk-In. I'm going to get this one right. I'm going to get everything right but the fact that there is no recording. So you know what that means. It's time to thaw the midget out from deep cold storage and let him read the story.
Colonel Stratton was a cavalry officer first and foremost. He rode a gallant steed all across France in the First World War. The army was his life. But here in Europe, during the latest global conflict, he was starting to hate the changes of the last 25 years. Once, he had ridden his horse through thick woods, through muddy fields of bogged-down artillery. He stared at the broken broom handle that pierced the radiator of his Jeep. The engine sputtered, and he did the only thing an old horse soldier knew to do. He shot the steaming heap.
Thank you, your disgusting shortness. And thank you, K9, for feeding him that to read. Next up is Tom, that's T-O-4-M, and he's got a story for us again. So let's hear what... I can't even pronounce it. I'll just say Tom. What has Tom got for us?
Super Bowl Sunday. The guys will be there soon. Had to get the yard work finished. It was freezing cold outside. I quietly resented my teenage boy staying up late, probably getting high. He should have been the one out there in the cold. When I brought it up to the wife, she'd say I was being too harsh on the boy. I found myself working my anger up in the yard work, especially with the wood chipper. That is, until I slipped. As I had my first out-of-body experience, I saw a steaming heap of heat.
Thank you, Tom. And I want to apologize for the audio quality of that piece. He and Patty both sent in pieces in M4A format. My translator did not work. They sent in MP3 files. Those did not import in. So what I did was I played their M4As in QuickTime, put the headphones on right on the microphone, and jacked up the amplification. And then I threw Nardo out of the room because he kept meowing in the middle of them. So sorry about that, Tom, but hopefully that's good enough for people to get a good feel for what the story is. Nardo, get the hell out of the room. It's not like there's many more stories to take care of at this point. Yeah, thank you, Nardo. Yeah, fifth recording. Next time I throw a shovel at you. Okay, well, next up is, of course, our old friend from out there, out in the great void, out beyond what we know in the universe, it's Planet Z. Here we go.
Linda looked at the menu and pointed at the steaming heap. It sounds like it's describing, well, a pile of fresh horse crap, she said to the waiter. It's dumplings, said the waiter. Oh, okay, she said. I guess I'll have those. 15 minutes later, the waiter brought out a platter with a steaming heap of fresh dumplings. Enjoy, he told her. Linda speared one with a fork, tipped it into the bowl of ginger and soy dip, and took a bite. She swallowed it before she realized the flavor in her mouth was, indeed, steamed horse crap with ginger and soy.
I guess I better not ask him to lunch. And there you have it, 13 stories about a steaming heap. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of this, the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 46th weekly challenge, pick the topic for the 47th, and they win official 100-word stories podcast refrigerator magnets. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the heck they're saying. There's also archives of my very own 100-word stories there. We are getting close to 1,000 episodes, folks. Keep an ear out for a new theme for this show. Guy David's working on it at GuyDavid.com. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers out there, including one-click options for iTunes and Podcast Ready. I'm working on a 100-word stories customized Podcast Ready rollout. It's going to be cool. You're going to love it. Need to subscribe to the feed? Oh, wait, I did that. Want to be featured as an interview on this show? Send me your Skype ID. I'm oddly enough at isfullofcrap.com. We're going to be back with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. And all throughout the week, I'm spinning the tunes at secondlife.isfullofcrap.com on the Crystal Clear Radio Network. Oh, and next week, it's the next weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit, but until then, thank you for listening. Thanks to everyone for the interview, and as always, keep it brief.